Welcome to the Lucid Dreaming Podcast from howtolucid.com, where I share interesting lucid dreaming tutorials, stories, and tips with you guys. If you want to find more, you can actually go to howtolucid.com/podcast, where you'll get exclusive links and discounts, as well as show notes and much more.
It will tell you how to stabilize your lucid dreams, or just your dreams in general, right? But they'll usually be lucid. Okay, so this is how you stabilize them, how you make them last longer, more vivid, you know. The things I'm going to teach you in this video is the things that help people who post on Reddit and Discord that they felt like they were in a lucid dream for several weeks or several months. This is the stuff that will get you to be able to do that, okay? So pay attention if you want longer, more stable lucid dreams. So, like with most lucid dreaming techniques and most of the things that I teach you, it actually starts before you go to bed. It starts in the daytime, and it starts with, again, practicing things and visualizing things before you actually go to sleep. So what you need to do, because really when you want to stabilize a lucid dream, you want to relax more deeply. That's the key, right? You want to be relaxed. And so that goes contrary to what actually happens in lucid dreams, because what happens in most lucid dreams is, and there's nothing wrong with this, you very quickly start doing very exciting, engaging, you know, pumping up your blood rate, your heart rate type of activities. You know, it's exciting. Of course it is, right? It's like a video game. It's like you're a superhero flying around, or whatever adventure you're going on. So that's kind of the opposite to relaxing. So it kind of sounds like, contradictory. But to make them last longer, you need to be relaxed. That's the key. So you need to find a way of being more relaxed while also still having fun in the lucid dream. And it's a difficult balance to find, a difficult kind of juggling act to balance those two things. And I can't really describe it that well without kind of being in a lucid dream and showing you what I mean, but I'll do my best. So what you want to do is you want to find a way of engaging in the activities you're doing, like doing the adventure, going on the adventure in the dream, while also keeping yourself, your mind, calm. And I think the biggest hack for this, the biggest tip I can give you that will really make this easy for you, is to meditate. And specifically to meditate during the day, in the morning, and then to try and practice kind of bringing that relaxation from the meditation with you throughout your day. There's really no way of doing this like a fast, quick way. You have to just practice it. So start by meditating, if you don't already, start meditating in the morning for about 5 to 10 minutes. And just after you finish meditating, just ask yourself, okay, how did that feel? How do I feel now? And hopefully, right, you feel better, you feel good, relaxed, calm.
I just wanted to remind you that if you're listening to this podcast, you can actually get a free PDF guide to lucid dreaming, a report showing you 100 things that you can do in a lucid dream, as well as free email lessons, tutorials, and tips. All you need to do is go to howtolucid.com/sign-up, all one word, howtolucid.com/sign-up.
And then what you do is, this is the practice, this is the hard part, you could say, is during the day, as you go about your day, there will of course be like random things that happen to you. It might be something stressful happens at work or at school, university, in your relationship, whatever happens, right? Something stressful happens. And your goal is to try and practice really being calm the entire way through the situation. And I know that's difficult, but that's the thing. That's what you need to practice, because in a lucid dream, exactly the same thing happens. You'll have something exciting happen, or it could be stressful, right? Could be good or bad, but something will happen that is engaging. That's the right word, engaging. It's very you would usually react to it either negatively or positively. Your heart rate would increase in both cases, and your logical thinking, your critical thinking would be less effective, because you're in the moment, right? You're reacting emotionally. And I know that's exciting and fun, but for your dreams to be stable, you don't want that. you want the opposite of that, actually. You want to be like a monk with a very relaxed mindset, very peaceful, relaxed, and serene mindset. And so what you can do is, again, practice the meditation in the morning, bring that with you throughout your waking day. And eventually, after a week or two of practicing that, it will start to help you in your dreams. You'll start to notice, oh, I'm in a lucid dream and something exciting's happening, but I'm not freaking out. I'm not, blowing it and just waking up instantly. I'm actually staying here for longer. And then what happens is, it's kind of a meta experience here, but you will start to realize that during the lucid dream, realize that you're more calm and relaxed, and that will make you even more relaxed. You'll have this grip on the dream where you can decide when to wake up, and it's really hard to explain it without you doing it, but that's how you get there. And then once you've done that, this is really just a bonus tip, and that is, there are certain supplements you can use. I wouldn't recommend everyone do this, but obviously do your own research. Things like vitamin B6, there's a few others, valerian in certain doses, and things like, this is for stabilizing your entire night's sleep. And then just things that would calm you down, so like lavender, chamomile, mugwort tea, there's different ones you can use. If you're completely new to this, just take a dream or sleep tea. You can get these ones where it's like really cheap, nice blend, perfectly good enough for what you need, and that will really just help you to fall asleep, be more relaxed, and stay asleep for longer and more deeply. And that's really going to make a difference to how stable your dreams are. Be a bit careful with the other stuff, but it's there, for those dream hackers among you who want to really, go all the way. And really just, be aware of that stuff, practice in the day, and let me know how it goes, okay?
Thanks for listening to the Lucid Dreaming podcast from howtolucid.com. There is actually more I would like to offer you. So if you go to howtolucid.com/podcast, you can get exclusive discounts, offers, bonuses, tips, lessons, and videos just for podcast listeners. If you would like to watch or listen to this on another platform, I am on every single social media platform. So just search for How to Lucid. The main place I post is YouTube, where I post pretty much every day.